What's hot at the green market? You're about to find out now. It's the Grow NYC Market Update.
All right. Once again, it's time for the Grow NYC Market Update. We're making our way through the 12 weeks of winter, although I'll be honest, doesn't feel too wintry today. We are on the line with Jean from Grow NYC Green Markets. Jean, you're working from home today, I heard?
I am working from home, battling off a little bit of a winter sickness, even if it's not so cold outside.
Oh, man. Well, rest up. Thanks for making some time to chat. Well, we're ready to tuck right in. Like, what's the story of the week from the green markets?
Sure. Well, I was out at the market on Saturday, and one of the things that I eat year round, but especially appreciate getting at the market in the winter, is yogurt. And my go-to is Ronnie Brook Farm Dairy. So I've always wondered. Well, first of all, There's something special about Ronnie Brook in the winter, and that's that they're known for their beautiful bottles of glass milk. And you might not see those glass bottles out at their stand in the winter, and that's because they have to be kept inside the truck so that they don't crack in the cold weather. But rest assured, the milk is there. Just ask the person running the farm stand for it, and they'll hop up in the truck and find the bottles for you. But I was talking this morning to Ronnie Osofsky, the farmer at the dairy farm, and he said that if it gets to about 32 degrees outside, that's when they start to worry about the bottles. And the big trick is once they're taking all those empty bottles back to the farm to make sure that they're not too cold and like break more easily in the back of the truck. So they're doing a big balancing act for our benefit down here in the city, and I definitely appreciate it. But the product I really wanted to ask him about was yogurt, because I've always noticed in the winter that their yogurt, it's sort of cream-lined, full fat is the kind that I get. But it always seems to be that much creamier in the winter, and I was wondering why that was. And he said it's because in the winter the cows go into the barn and that their butter fat is higher when they're staying in the barn. So that makes perfect sense. It also makes it kind of a special product to eat in the middle of the winter when you're kind of wondering what else might be seasonal at the market. But the interesting thing he said was that there's no heating in the barn, so the farm, the cows are actually the furnace. They're actually making their own house warm, which I thought was pretty funny. And they actually like the cooler weather. They go outside still every day unless it's icy, at which point he would worry about them. Kind of, he doesn't want them to, you know, slip on the ice or hurt themselves. And he said there's usually about one day a year when it's so cold the cows don't go out at all, but that for the most part they go out. He sends them out in batches so that the barn doesn't get too cold. So they go out, kind of take turns, and then they come back in and heat it up for each other. And he said that they really kind of regulate their schedule. Like when they're done outside, they come back in. They let them know when it's time. So they obviously, this farm has a very personal connection with their cows. They have Holsteins, and it just sounds like a very nice relationship. So they're inside eating hay this time of year. And producing really delicious yogurt for us. And another thing I was thinking about in terms of seasonality with Ronnie Brook's products, I was thinking about, you know, as the season turns towards spring, how you might notice that in the products. And, of course, I always look at it in the butter. The butter, as you get into spring and summer, turns more of that kind of beautiful yellow color that we look for. So they make a European-style butter, which has 86 to 88% butter fat, which is really high. American butter has about 80% butter fat. And even if you look in stores for like Plugra or Kerrygold, sort of fancier imported brands of European style butter, they don't even have 88% butter fat. This is like literally the cream of the crop. This is really good stuff. And so it's just, you know, the butter fat is high this time of year anyways. But I would eat that butter like cheese on toast. I think it's amazing. I can't speak highly enough for it. So as the weather warms up and the cows start to graze on fresh grass, again, you'll start to see they have sort of higher vitamin D, and so that keratin is what's showing up and causing the color to turn in the butter.
No, that's so interesting. And I think kind of one of the other things you touched on that is the fact that the milk or the yogurt are cream-lined. which I think essentially just means that the milk hasn't been homogenized, so that mm-hmm. the butterfat content that you're getting is whatever is coming out of the cow, which is different from most milk production, where essentially there's like a legal level of butterfat you need to include in something to be called whole mm-hmm. milk or 2% milk, obviously. So oftentimes I'll find creamline milk tastes creamier because it has more butterfat in it, because none of that butterfat has been taken out and to put into another use, whether heavy cream or butter. And so it's one of those interesting ways, I think, that you really noted to kind of track the seasons and also kind of understand, you know, where along the production lines different producers are making different decisions. Where is Ronnie Brook located?
So they're upstate in Columbia County in Akrondale, New York. And Ronnie, who I talked to this morning, he's a third-generation farmer. So his grandfather was a farmer. His father actually started on the land that he's on now. And then Ronnie has many generations following him. So even his youngest grandkids are taking animals to the county fair and showing them. So everybody's involved. And he was telling me that they milk around 100 cows. They're the offspring of a long line of prize-winning Holsteins. And then they also have a couple of Jersey cows. And you're saying they might even get a brown Swiss this year.
Nice, mixing it up. Well, obviously, you know, I'm always a fan of drinking milk out of the carton and mm-hmm. eating yogurt out of the carton. But what are maybe some other ways we can mix up our usage of the Ronnie Brook product line?
Sure. Well, I remember talking to a chef years ago who was talking about how much he loves to work with Ronnie Brook because it has that nice thick fat cap at the top of the milk bottle. I'd never heard the cream line called that before, but there was something very appealing about the fat cap, I thought. So it's great for cocoa. It's great for making ice cream if you want to make ice cream this time of year. I was thinking about making pudding. I really love pudding in the winter. So I made a big batch of rice pudding the other day and used some whole milk from Ronnie Brook. I've been putting yogurt on my oatmeal. You can use it, you know, milk and butter when you're making macaroni and cheese. So it's a pretty good staple this time of year. And then also I was thinking it was kind of fitting for the radio show this week because, of course, the Super Bowl is coming up on Sunday. And Ronnie Brook's yogurt or creme fraiche, if their stand has it, terrific stand-ins for sour cream if you're going to be making dips for Super Bowl parties.
Nice. Now, all right, speaking of, you know, changes in the air, signs of spring. I think we have like a little holiday coming up, right?
Oh, yeah. We've got Groundhog's Day on Saturday, not to be forgotten. I asked Ronnie about that. I said, what's the first sign of spring on the farm? He said, it's not Groundhog's Day. Don't worry. He said, it's not until the spring onions and the wildflowers start coming up. But definitely, we want to pay attention to what happens with that groundhog on Saturday to see whether or not we're going to have 6 more weeks of winter, whether or not he sees a shadow. We've been running our Winter Warrior programs at markets, so people are continuing to check in and getting points kind of as frequent shoppers every time they check in at the market. And then also in terms of cooking demonstrations, we've got the Super Bowl on our mind at Green Market this weekend, so a number of markets are doing, I think, chili cooked with turkey, Super Bowl foods, how to make your own dip at home. So look for those cooking demonstrations. I think especially at Grand Army, Cortelyou, and the Carroll Gardens markets, there'll be chili samples on hand. There will be recipes for people to try.
Nice. A good way to be the most popular attendee of any Super Bowl party, I'm sure. Well, Jean, thanks so much for sharing the update. As always, if folks want to find out more about what's happening at the markets or through Grow NYC, volunteer opportunities, recipes, farmer profiles, market schedules, they can visit you at www.grownyc.org. Follow you on Twitter, Facebook, and tune in next week for another episode of the Grow NYC Market Update.
Thanks for listening to this program on heritageradionetwork.org. You can find all of our archived programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @heritage_radio. You can email us questions at any time at info@heritageradionetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a nonprofit organization. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.